A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Pei Vav, Yuma 86a, pagination, page 171. The third line into the wide. Ad Temusun. Our discussion over here is kapara, atonement for a thing that was done wrong. And we're told that a chilul Hashem, desecrating Hashem's name, reflecting badly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and perhaps influencing people in turn to behave in such a way by lowering morale or lowering standards. So such behavior, such a shortcoming, it could be, will not be atoned, ad temusun, until the person dies, that his death will be his atonement. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to die early, but it's just waiting. His tshuva doesn't clinch until such time as his passing. Hechi dami chilul Hashem. What are examples of chilul Hashem? Amar Rav, Rav said, kigon ano, I, for example, based on my stature and my position and the way people perceive me, if I would take meat from a butcher and would not pay him right away, that people would start wondering if I'm indeed going to pay, and other people will in turn learn from me to be lax and to steal. So that would be a chilul Hashem. The Gemara continues, develops what the case might be. We're even told at the end of the line, five lines into the wide, Abaye kedeshaka bisra mitrei shutfi, when Abaye would buy from two different partners, yoev zuza lahai vezuza lahai, he would pay them both. And then he would bring them together and make a calculation, because he didn't want any of this possibility that people should think that he didn't pay and learn from him. Rabbi Yechanan says, an example of chilul Hashem in my case is kigon ano demisgina arba amos below Torah velo tefillin. If I would go 4 amos without Torah and tefillin, the way he apparently normally did, clearly always serving Hashem. So if I would do a few paces without that standard, that would cause a weakening by people, and that would be a chilul Hashem. Rashi points out, nechlashti bigir sasi, I might be justified in not continuing intensely in Torah and Tefillin because I'm weak and I need a little bit of a respite. But if people don't understand that, then they learn from me to weaken their resolve in studying Torah. What the solution for a person who needs to have a vacation, etc., perhaps that's the concept of changing location, going to a vacation town, going to a vacation situation. People have a different ambiance about them. They create a different setting in order that people should understand that this is what they're doing in order to vacation, in order to relax. Some people put on a sweater instead. Different approaches. Yitzchak Devei Rebbeinai Amar Kol Shechaveru Mespaishe Machma Shmu. Also, if his friends are embarrassed from what's being said about him because of his behavior, so then that's considered a chilul Hashem. You skip a line to the middle of the line. The Tanya, as we learned, V'yohavtu as Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem your God. It also means sheyehi shem shemai misayiv al yodecha, that the name of Hashem should be beloved because of you. Sheyehi kora v'shona u'mishamesh tamid echachamim, a person should study Torah, and he should also reconcile the traditions from the previous generation to understand what they said and why they said it. And he should deal pleasantly with other people. What do people say about such a person? Ashrei Aviv Shalom Do Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalom Do Torah. Lucky, praised is the father and the Rebbe that taught him Torah. Oilem Labrio Shalom Do Torah. Woe to people who did not study Torah. And this is the way people work. They take an example of someone who presented well. They consider him a case in point, what we call today anecdotal evidence. I experienced a good experience from such people, so they must be like that. Peloni shalamdo Torah, take a look at so-and-so. He studied Torah. He learned in the yeshiva. Ru'u kama noim durachav kama musukana ma'isov. Look how refined he is, how nice he is. And that's the posuk, Vayomer li avdi ato yisrael asher becho espa'or. My servant, through whom I am glorified. Hashem says, you're a good ambassador for me. But a person who did do his studies, but he doesn't relate trustworthy with other people, and he doesn't speak pleasantly. What do they say about him? Woe to him, he studied Torah. Must be the Torah that taught him these trickery ways. Woe to his father. Shalom de Torah, Peloni Shalom Torah, Ru'u. Take a look at this person, he studied Torah, and what came out. Now, sometimes it does happen that despite our best efforts in trying to teach Torah and make a person honest and straight and pleasant and deal with people properly, despite our best efforts, it doesn't always turn out that way. And a person who ostensibly should know better, does the wrong thing. So the Gemara says that what people will say is Chilul Hashem. It reflects badly. Are they justified in doing that? I don't think so. But that's what happens. I once got a question from somebody about such things, and I told him that honestly, when we make a big deal that a Jew did something wrong, it's actually, in its own way, it's a praise. It's a statement of expectation of the Jews that we know to expect better than this from you. You'll never, for example, find that a newspaper will scream the headline, "Atheist Robs Bank." Because I guess that's what's expected of an atheist. If he doesn't believe in a system, so perhaps that's what's expected. It's not surprising. It's not going to make front page news. But if a Jew does something wrong, deep down people know that we had the revelation at Sinai, and they know that tradition, and they know that claim, and the world revolves with the question, will it play itself out in a proper way? And when it doesn't, they get very uptight. You see, it's not working out the way you said that Torah is going to refine the person. And we say, unfortunately, or that's just the way it is, Hashem in His wisdom created the world with free choice. And a person, despite all the Torah that we try to inculcate, and despite all the honesty that we role model and preach, at the end of the day, the person has free choice. And they chose wrongly if they did the wrong thing. But the Gemara here says that Chilul Hashem could occur on many different levels. And a person who's more respected, more inspirational, and more is expected of him, so his level of Chilul Hashem could indeed be more particular than it might be for a different person. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.